Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureau's podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello and welcome to The Bistro for the Better Business Bureau. I'm your host, Elaine Espinola, and thank you so much for listening. On The Bistro, we cover the latest consumer trends and take a look at what the future holds for shoppers. When it comes to beverages we consume, we hope making healthy choices is more than just a trend, but a way of life. Today, we're speaking with the co-founder and CEO of Honesty, Seth Goldman, to hear how his company is making organic beverages available, more accessible, and more convenient for American families. Seth, welcome to The Bistro. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure, Elaine. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So listen, after brewing tea for over 20 years, I'm sure a lot of things have changed, maybe your recipe, the packaging, but your mission with Honest Tea hasn't changed. Can you share your mission with our listeners?
Sure. Well, we really started out with this idea that we could make a less sweet line of beverages. You know, we were thirsty for that. And of course, with less sweet means less calories. And of course, that means, you know, healthier, if we do it right, and the drinks grow and spread, healthier diets for people. So that's the roots of how we built the brand. And as we grew, we realized that as we learned more about sourcing tea, organic tea was going to have a better impact on the ecosystem. And we believe on the people involved in picking the tea leaves, and of course, on the consumers eventually too, not to mention the planet. So we became the first company to make organic bottled tea. And then as we learned more about how the tea was grown, we also became the first tea to support fair trade labor conditions, first bottled tea. And so that meant we would give back a portion of our sales to the communities we source from. And so for us, it's really this holistic look at how we can help, through our beverage, you know, build this mission of health and environmental responsibility and social responsibility too.
That is so awesome. And I love how all of that has unfolded from the simple solution of making sort of a less sweet tea. I love it. And, you know, as most entrepreneurs do, you have an interesting story on how you got started with all of this. So tell us what motivated you to begin Honest Tea outside of wanting, you know, the less sweet tea. But how did it all start?
Yeah, well, like it actually started in the classroom. I was at the Yale School of Management back in 1995. And my professor had asked the question, is there anything missing in the beverage aisle? And of course, my hand went up and I said, yeah, there are all these sweet drinks and there isn't a drink like what Honest Tea became. And it turned out that my co-founder was that professor, Barry Nelbuff. He and I had so much energy around the idea that a few years after I graduated, I circled back with him and said, I think I'm ready to do something about this. And he had come up with the name Honest Tea. And so I was felt like that was the perfect brand to connect this idea of a less sweet drink. And I left my job in the investment business and started brewing tea in my kitchen and actually got an appointment with a Whole Foods buyer and brought in five thermoses of tea and an empty Snapple bottle that we pasted a label on. And that was how we made our first presentation to Whole Foods.
Such a cool story and really inspiring for anyone listening, because there's so many people out there with great ideas, but they don't know where to go. And I love how you both inspired the teacher, and the teacher always is inspiring the student. How cool is that? That is, yeah, that is so cool. So when you first started, your teas then were sold in the place where everyone knows to be sort of, you know, the natural place to go for organic options, Whole Foods, of course. And today we can find Honest Tea drinks for sale at almost every grocery store and other retailers like, you know, cafes and shops and restaurants. So the brand has really moved from sort of a niche market to mainstream markets. Do you think consumers today are more conscious about wanting organic options?
Well, of course, yes, it's grown. And as we've grown, you know, it's we're in a way a reflection of the consumer's taste as well. I mean, the products that used to only be at Whole Foods are now available in so many other places. And so what organic has come to mean is not just, you know, for the folks who are, I'd say, the ardent environmentalists. It's also become a marker of quality, a marker of traceability, and sort of represent a representation that there's a third party inspecting. And I think all of those things resonate with consumers these days. And there's also a perception, and I'll say it's a perception because it hasn't been factually proven, there's a perception that organic also means healthier. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it certainly coincides with, you know, the healthier calorie profile of our drinks.
Sure. So let's talk about that sort of organic versus non-organic, because some people who only shop at Whole Foods know exactly what that means. But why do you think it's so important for people to consider that organic options?
Yeah. From my point of view, organic is a way, it's primarily about the environmental conditions, right? It organic means it's grown without any chemical pesticides, any chemical fertilizers. And what's interesting about tea leaves is it's one of the few agricultural crops that are never rinsed. So if you buy an apple or a tomato, you can take it home and you can rinse off the surface chemicals. But with tea leaves, if any chemicals are sprayed on those leaves, they're going to stay on the leaves until hot water is poured on the leaves and basically wash those chemicals into the drink. So from our point of view, you know, organic is going to have a cleaner and lighter environmental footprint. You know, I think the other thing that's worth noting, when we talked about expanded distribution, back in 2011, Honest Tea sold to Coca-Cola. And so we've seen, you know, a dramatic expansion in our distribution as a result of that partnership.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And thank you for sharing that perception, by the way, because we don't always think too hard about what we consume. We just, it's at the store. We assume it's okay mm-hmm. to eat. It's being sold. Mm-hmm. We eat it. But that's really interesting. I certainly never thought about that fact. You know, if there's chemicals on it and I'm pouring water on it, I'm just drinking those chemicals. Yeah. It's really interesting.
Well, and then, of course, in addition to the impact on our own bodies, we have to think about the impact on these ecosystems. We're talking about fragile ecosystems, which are still pristine. And so if we can avoid putting in, you know, these chemical pesticides and herbicides, the word side or eye, you know, is for killing, and it is designed to kill living organisms. So my point of view is the less we can put those into our ecosystem, the better off we all are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. So I want to talk about another perceived thought around organic, and that is that there's an additional cost and it's really expensive. And so some people think, well, I should probably be eating organic, but I can't afford it. I can't afford mm-hmm. to eat everything organic. What tips would you share with consumers on ways to get organic options in their diet mm-hmm. without breaking the bank?
Yeah, well, I do think it is that it's certainly important to recognize that not everything is affordable in an organic form. I do think our drinks are affordable. And of course, you know, our drinks like Honest Tea and Honest Kids are now carried at Wendy's and Chick-fil-A and Subway, which are, you know, regarded as very affordable restaurants. And so I think I encourage people to take, just because you can't afford organic everything doesn't mean you shouldn't try to be organic with something.
Sure.
So when you see our product at a restaurant like Wendy's or Subway or Chick-fil-A, the Honest Kids product actually is the same price as the non-organic product. So it does not always cost someone more to choose organic.
Well, I definitely have noticed that personally, Seth, because I try and, you know, consume an organic diet as much as I can. And just speaking to that affordability, I do the same thing when I go to the grocery store. I cannot afford everything in the organic way. And so I kind of pick and choose what I'm going to buy for my family. But I will say, Seth, if you look in my pantry, you will find those Honest Kids juice pouches, because that's important.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for that, because it's important to me as a mom and to a lot of moms out there that I want my kids to drink sort of more organic or what I perceive to be a healthier option. But at the same time, it's convenient. You know, it's convenient for kids.
It's funny. You can actually thank my son for that, because he was the one who came up with the idea for Honest Kids. I was when he was about 11 years old, you know, I was growing Honest Tea, and he said, well, how come you're selling all these healthy drinks to grownups, but you're putting these really sugary drinks in my lunchbox? And I was, you know, we didn't have Honest Kids at the time. And I said, oh my gosh, he's right. And so that was what led to the creation of Honest Kids.
You know what? I love that. Inspiration all around, from your professors to your own kids. I mean, that's the way, that's what I love about sort of businesses and entrepreneurships. You're just meeting a need. And when a kid says, hey, what about this idea? And poof, he made it. What's your son's name?
Ellie,
hey, thank you. Thank you so much for all the kids out there. And oh, by the way, I would think teachers are happier too, because less sugar means less being hyper, right, in the school. So I think that's personally
awesome. He's now a teacher. He's 23 years old now, and he's teaching in Chicago, although he's teaching high school. So I don't know that he sees the benefits of it.
Well, I am sure he does see the benefits of it somewhere, but that's an awesome story. And so, as we said, the juice pouches are now available in the kids' meal at Chick-fil-A, and Honest Tea is available at Wendy's and Subway. And thank you so much for really just working so hard to make this more mainstream and affordable and accessible for families everywhere. What has the feedback been? And do you think other fast food restaurants will and should kind of follow suit in kind of offering more organic options?
Yeah, well, it's clear in all those restaurants you mentioned, the sales of their beverages have grown. So that's a very positive sign. And what we see and continually hear is that consumers don't expect to see organic on every item in the menu. And just as you mentioned, you know, it's not that they can afford it everywhere, but it is reassuring to know that there are some opportunities to choose organic. And so it's been very positive, and we certainly have gotten increased interest from other restaurants too. We do feel like that's only going to grow. There's no reason parents will be any less interested in choosing these types of products for their children.
Sure, sure. I want to talk about something else. I was looking on your website, and there's a lot of great information there, so I recommend anybody go to your website. Actually, Seth, real quick, what is your website so we can share that with our listeners?
Honestea.com, HONESTTEA.com.
Okay, awesome. So there's a section called Real Talk. Tell us about that, and tell us why transparency is so important to you.
Yeah, you know, so often companies try to pat themselves on the back or put themselves on a pedestal, and they'll talk about, you know, how they're doing all these wonderful things. And we certainly do strive to do as much as we can to live up to our name. But we also feel it's important to bring a level of humility to it. Number one, because if you call yourself honest, you better not overpromise. But number two, I think people can identify with that more when you're willing to share your flaws. It actually makes you more trustworthy. And so we're willing to, disclose to our consumers what our goals are, whether we've lived up to them or not, or where we have more work to do. And sometimes it's humanizing and fun, and, consumers appreciate it. We've certainly heard that feedback from them.
I would agree to that. Consumers agree to it. I mean, today more than ever, consumers are just that much more, you know, educated and empowered. They've got knowledge at their fingertips online, and so they can see what's going on. And I think it's really awesome that you're taking the stance of just being super honest with your Honestea brand. You know, the last question I had for you is, you know, talking about being socially and environmentally conscious and being honest with all of that. Do you think today's consumers are seeking to support companies like yours that go the extra mile in that way?
I think there's no question that it's a plus, you know, for consumers. I mean, they're still driven very much by price and taste. So you have to meet all the criteria. You have to taste great. You have to be able to be affordable. But if you do those things, I think consumers will want to feel that connection. And look, you know, what we do is very intimate. I was with a friend of mine who was the president of Timberland. And we were walking down the street once. We saw someone wearing a Timberland shirt. And he said, think about that. She says, that person's willing to put my product, my brand on his body. What can be more intimate than that? And I realized what's more intimate is that our consumers put our product in their body.
That's so right.
So if you have this, you have to have this trust. You have to be have developed a level of integrity that will hold up to under scrutiny.
Absolutely. Well, Seth, thank you so much. I love your passion. Thank you so much for sharing your story, sharing all of these awesome consumer tips with us. And I want to thank our listeners for listening today on The Bistro. You have certainly provided a lot of great information, and I hope our listeners go to your website to learn more about Honestea. You know, the Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. Seth, thank you again so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Elaine.
Sure. For the Better Business Bureau and as the host of The Bistro, I'm Elaine Espinola, and I thank you for listening, and I encourage you to give us your feedback on this episode. Until next time, it's been my pleasure discussing better business with you.
You just enjoyed The Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.